1500 Pitt was playing with us, along with his wife, Gloria Ann.
Yes.
And so we had done our show, and it was a short intermission, and they were getting ready for Ronnie, and Ronnie was on the stage. And my dad had been talking to him during our intermission and signing autographs, and all that stuff. And then he went back and started talking to LaWanda, and one minute he was there, and the next minute he was gone.
Oh, wow. That's
how fast it was.
Wow, I'm sorry. Yes?
It was a huge shock.
Yes, I'd imagine, yes.
And it was sort of the same way with my mother. My mom passed away a few years prior to that. She was only 53, so...
Oh, wow. So with that, I'd love to know what song I can play for you and in honor of your dad's 100th birthday.
Oh, boy. Maybe go way back to an album that we cut in Austin.
Okay.
At Willie Nelson's studio. And it's a song I wrote basically for my mom and dad called I Love You More.
Okay. Sure, Barry. Yeah.
Well, if you can find that one. If not, I'm sure you'll have... You have great taste in your...
You have a good day now, Barry, and God bless you and your family.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Should the stars fall from the sky and the sun just sail away, if the ocean's all run dry, should the earth turn dark and cold, and the trees no longer bend, this love I had for you would still be there, still be there. 'Cause I love you more than I could ever.
Let's go to the fair.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair. See the funny sights in the cool night air.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to invite y'all out to the Fall Fair in Spencerville, Ontario, where it's all happening this fall from September 11th to the 14th, featuring some of the best in live entertainment, including names like Amanda Keeley, as well as Saturday night's headliners, the Roadhammers. And those more traditional country music fans will love Sunday afternoon afternoon as they celebrate the finest in country music, including our Queen of the Ottawa Valley, Miss Gail Gavin. So this is one event you won't want to miss. Also featured throughout the weekend is the Old Time Tractor and Truck Polls, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Midway for those who love the rides. So come one, come all to the 170th anniversary of the Spencerville Fair, happening September 11th to 14th. That's Thursday to Sunday. For more information, visit SpencervilleFair.ca, and I hope to see y'all out there.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair.
Oh, yeah, they're going to the big fair in town. Well, they got some of the funniest things you ever saw.
But yes, friends, following this interview with Barry Brown, we're back, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the Opry Spotlight Corner, which I have been doing for a couple weeks now. With that mentioned, on October 5th this year, the Opry would be celebrating, or will be celebrating, its 100th anniversary. We, as well, will be celebrating the 100th birthday on October 5th coming up, and I did do an interview with Craig Shelburne this last Friday, just the other day, for that tribute. But in honor of the Opry's 100th birthday, we are paying tribute to Opry Spotlight Corner. With that mentioned, I would like to turn back the years, back to 1960s roughly, and remember Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs in an all-time classic out of the Grand Ole Opry Archives called Petticoat Junction. Now, this has always been one of my favorite shows, so it's kind of fun to hear them sing this on the world-famous Grand Ole Opry. We'll be back following this with two songs of this week, and then send us all home. Welcome in, friends.
Hello, everybody. It's Grand Ole Opry time. And this is Art Devine with an invitation to join us on stage at the Grand Ole Opry House. And now let's welcome Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
We got a new number here. And we got some girls on this record. And about the closest thing we've got to a girl tonight is that over on the end over there. So, Cousin Jake. So we're going to put him to work. A little thing called Petticoat Junction.
And ride that little train as it's rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
There's a little hotel called the Shady Rest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
It's run by Kate. Come and be her guest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
And that's Uncle Joy's moving kind of slow at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
Hear the dinner bell from the Shady Rest Hotel at the junction. Folks will walk a country mile for the chicken country style at the junction. But the dishes to observe are those pretty girls you serve at the junction.
Petticoat Junction. Junction.
Keep those cards and letters coming in, honey. Say you love me time and time again,
honey.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Have you ever had a comment or suggestion or a request for this program that you listen to every weekend on Sundays from 8 to 11? Well, have you ever wondered how to contact your host, Johnny Woodlock, or co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky? Well, we're inviting y'all to write us here at the ranch. By snail mail, just send your letters, care of Woodlock Ranch Studios and care of Mr. Johnny Woodlock, P.O. Box 21007, that's 21007, Cornwall, Ontario, K6H7H8, Canada, or by email at waybackcountry@cfrc.ca. And we'll be sure to write y'all back. In the meantime, we'll be waiting for your letters by the mailbox, so send those letters on in. Now, back to the show.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week. And with that mentioned, there's two songs out of the Wayback catalog that I'd like to play for y'all today. Now, back in the 1950s, roughly 1957, Papa Joe, as he was known as Joe Brown, and his sister Viv, formed the original Hillbilly Jewels. With that mentioned, we're going to pay a tribute to an all-time classic by them called Wait Just a Little Longer. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than Barry and LaWanda Brown. Now, I'm not sure what age they were during this, but they are very young as they are just children during this song. And it's going to be called Triangle. With that, we'll be back following this. Send us all home.
Take me away from your side. It hurts me to leave you, to tell you goodbye. But duty is calling, so darling, goodbye. Just a little bit longer before I go. Just a little bit longer to let you know.
She wants me and he wants you too.
was getting deeper. The loser, the weeper, triangle untangled. So we were to go. I want her, she wants me, and he wants her too. He loves her, she loves me. What good does it do? But love's a triangle that I can untangle.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. As I say so long for this Sunday, I would like to also wish you all a very blessed week. Now, I would also like to mention that Papa Joe Brown passed away, yes, 39 years ago this May. However, he is still affectionately remembered as the Papa figure around the valley we call the mighty Ottawa. He is also beloved by any of us hardcore country fans of the 50s and 60s. I'd also like to mention that Papa Joe is laid to rest with his wife in Wilton, Ontario, just up the road from Kingston here, about half an hour. I hope one day to be able to go and visit his resting place. With that mentioned, I'd also like to thank my dear friends and loyal fans, Larry Delaney, Peter Trenum, Ray Chapisky, Vic Garbutt, for their kindness and supplying me with music of Papa Joe Brown in order that I was able to do this program. Also, thank you to my dear friend Bob Gardner and also Barry Brown himself for supplying us with memories and pictures of Papa Joe. With that mentioned, may his memory live on forever and his music just as long. With that, may God bless and keep each and every one of you till we meet again. And also next weekend, next Sunday, we will be paying tribute to the 100th centennial birthday of the King of Western Swing, as many refer to him as Hank Thompson, in a 3-hour tribute to Hank, also featuring special guest Tony Booth and also Tracy Pitcox of Heart of Texas Records. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in, and now, till we meet again, may God bless and keep you. So long for now, friends, and happy listening.
To when I lay my burden down.
I'll go home to meet my Savior when I lay my burden down. I'll go home to meet my Savior when I lay my burden down.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down.
I would tell him all my troubles when I lay my burden down. I would tell him all my troubles when I lay my burden down.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down.
I will give my heart to Jesus when I lay my burdens down. I will give my heart to Jesus when I lay my burdens down.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. When I lay.
That morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away.
Life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars is flown, I'll fly away.
I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away.
When I die, hallelujah, by and by.
gone by, with good friends all around me. How the time did fly.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is a sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's your fuel.
Queen's Parkinson's Kingston is a student-led club dedicated to raising awareness, fundraising, and supporting those affected by Parkinson's disease in both the Queens and Kingston communities. On September 6th, join Queen's Parkinson's Kingston for the 2025 Parkinson Canada Super Walk, taking place at Lake Ontario Park and running from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Learn more by reaching out to QPK at clubs.queensu.ca and following Queen's Parkinson's Kingston at queens4pd.kingston on Instagram. As summer winds down, KPP Concerts is keeping it hot this fall with a stacked lineup of great concerts at the Broom Factory this September. On September 12th, check out Mountainhead, and then Colorado on September 14th, and Punk Icons.